Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs takes first base on ball four. Scott moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Porter scores. Rojas goes all the way around to score. Patek moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Ault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Rader reaches second base with a double. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashby moves to second. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Staggs reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staggs moves to third. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-1 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-1 in the game. Ault hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staggs tags and scores. Baylor tags and moves to third. One out. It's Royals, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor scores. Velez moves to second. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Velez scores. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Marty Patton now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs misplays the ball. That's an error on Staggs. Porter moves to third. Otis moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchick covering, for the out. Porter scores. Otis moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ashby fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ashby. Otis scores. Patek moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Royals, 4, Blue Jays, 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alwoods pinch hits for John Scott. Alwoods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to second. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 4. The Royals will come to bat. Alwoods now playing left field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Alt, and towards Staggs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae scores. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs misplays the ball. That's an error on Staggs. Cowens scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Velez strikes out. 1 out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ault hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rader. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Rader steals second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. 2 outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader scores. It's Royals, 6, Blue Jays, 6. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Blue Jays 6. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 7-6, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. 1 out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 6. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Porter reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas bunts towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. Porter moves to third. Otis moves to second. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Patek is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Otis moves to third. Patek moves to second. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to third. Howell moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader scores. Howell scores. Ashby moves to second. It's 9-8, Royals. Steve Mingori now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 8. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 8. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ault hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Toronto Blue Jays, 8. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.